Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. And we got it cooking today because you know who I'm with? I'm with my good buddy, Jesse Blanco. And if you have had the opportunity to see Jesse's show, it's called Eat It and Like It. And Jesse goes all over in the southeastern part of the U.S. and just discovers wonderful food. And your show is on Sunday morning, right, Jesse, at 7:30 a.m.?
7:30 a.m.
Everybody, here. This is yeah. Jesse.
Hi, everybody.
He's done podcasts with me before.
Yeah.
And so I know y'all going to remember this handsome face.
Yeah.
And I'll tell y'all this. At the end of Jesse's shows, you'll hear this voice say, eat it and like it.
Yeah.
That's Jesse's mother.
That's my mama. Yeah.
So apparently at one stage of Jesse's life,
yeah.
He'd sit down at the table and say, what's that? I don't care what it is. Eat it and you're going to like it.
That's right. Yeah. And the funny thing was, by the time we recorded that, she was into her 60s. And
she was a baby.
Yeah. She had raspy voice.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, you've been doing this for, what, 20 years now? So
yeah.
you're comfortable with it. But I put a microphone in front of her. And I had her do about 10, 15 takes. And
uh-huh.
I still have that recording.
Do you?
Yeah. One day I'm going to play it and laugh because I was trying to get her to use inflection. Like,
uh-huh.
Eat it and like it. Eat it and like it. Just so I could see which one I
uh-huh.
wanted.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was actually pretty funny. And you could hear me laughing.
So, anyway, yes. I hear that you're getting ready to take a trip somewhere.
Yeah, we're going to spend the weekend down at Disney.
Yeah,
there'll be nobody there. We'll have the place to ourselves, right?
Yeah, right. I am so glad it's you and not moi.
Yeah. But you know what? My daughter's 16. Some of her cousins of similar age.
She is 16 already.
She's driving. And so
we're
at that
gosh.
Point where the kids can go. And I'll be by the pool having a glass of whatever.
Oh, you think
know?
So?
Yeah, hey. You know, especially, no. She
are
told
y'all
me,
staying on the
on
property?
On the property, yeah.
That makes it nice.
Yeah, it does. You can find everything on the apps now. She tells me on Monday, the other day, the wait for Space Mountain right now is 3 hours. And I thought, that's why I'll be at the bar. Well, I've been going to Disney since I was a baby in the 70s,
yeah.
40 years. There is no way I'm going to wait 3-4 hours for any of those rides.
No.
Let them do it, and they'll have fun in line with the kids and whatever.
Yeah.
It's their time. I'll be over here.
So she's taking a cousin with her?
Three or four boys. They're meeting us there.
Oh, three boy cousins?
Three boy cousins, yeah.
And, oh, she will have a ball with them.
Yeah.
Have an absolute ball.
Be a good time.
Well, my kids just got back from Universal. Jamie took his family down there. But I'm telling you what. Last weekend would have been a great weekend because, you know, it was like in the 60s in Tampa.
Yes. Well, Florida, good, much not as much, I don't think, as Georgia. But Florida, you could go through three seasons a week in Florida.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, just yesterday, it was like a totally different season from today.
I was wearing a jacket Monday, and today it's hot.
So tell me some stories. What have you done exciting lately?
So...
So you got some stories for me
today? We, you know, being in the business that I am, my family knows that I like to at least, you know, we're going to eat theme park food. It is what it is. But I like to try a restaurant or two when I go on vacation.
Yeah.
And so my family asked me where I would like to go. And I mentioned Homecoming, which Chef Art Smith has just opened down in Disney.
Really?
Yeah, it's his.
Is he in Disney?
Yeah, in Disney Springs. It's on Disney property.
I haven't seen Art in several years.
I actually just met him. He used to be the governor of Florida's chef.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now an ambassador, a culinary ambassador at Florida State University. And so we were at the president's house in Tallahassee, and I met him there.
Uh-huh.
So he said, if you're ever down at Homecoming, let me know. And so I mentioned that to my family.
Uh-huh.
And so literally, as I'm on my way over here, I get the phone call. Hey, we made reservations at Homecoming. Okay, great.
I love that name.
It is.
Homecoming.
And I think it's Homecoming, a Southern tribute or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so, hey, we made reservations at Homecoming. There's 10 of us, but they could only take 7. Can you call your friend? They don't know who I know there. Uh-huh. Can you call your friend and see if he can add 3 to the group? And I said, well, okay, yeah, I'll try. What time is a reservation? 9:00 at night. And I'm listening to this, but we've all been there on vacation when you're with a big group and mm-hmm. you don't want to go against the grain because you don't want to be difficult.
Right.
But 9:00 at night to eat fried chicken and heavy Southern food, I'm almost not 49 anymore. I can't eat. I could, but my goodness.
I know.
But I'm going
to
be nice and go.
If I eat that late, it has to be very light.
Right. But there's going to be 10 of us. We have 9:00 reservations. By the time we eat, it's going to be 10:00. By the time we get out, it'll be after 11. And they'll have to roll us out of there. But I'll be nice. I'll go along with it because I was the one who told them I wanted to go there. Uh-huh. So you can't say that time doesn't work for me. So they, I'm sure, will be watching this or listening to this podcast and laugh and going, uh-huh, so that's what happened.
So you're going
tomorrow
night.
Today's getaway day. You know, that day where you have to do everything before you drive down at 5 a.m.
And here I've lassoed you to sit here and talk to all of
Always
us.
Always a pleasure. The lady calls, I come.
Well, thank you, JC. I always enjoy every minute I get to spend with
you. Thank you.
And I know our friends do too. So until next time, Jesse and I both send y'all love and best dishes. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. See,
I'm Cuban. Well, I tell people I'm Cuban because I was raised in Miami with my Cuban family. My dad, Jesus Blanco, he was Cuban. My mom, Iris, is Puerto Rican. She lives on Tybee Island. Together, they got me. I was raised on Cuban and Puerto Rican food in a family larger than many zip codes. I have more cousins than you probably have shoes, but that's just how we Latinos roll, right? Every year at Christmas, we have a big party at my house, a traditional Noche Buena celebration. Pork, rice, beans, lots of red wine, sometimes too much red wine, and music. They are the foods of my people, and you can find them everywhere in the South, really, beginning with our first stop. No, don't worry, I'm not taking you all the way to Miami in this episode. We will do that another time. Besides, to get a taste of Miami, you don't have to drive the full 8 hours. Just cross over the border into Florida and make a left at the first exit. Stop in downtown Fernandina Beach, where a young Cuban man from Miami came to visit and decided one day he would live here.
It was actually the first day that I got here. Back in 97, I realized that this is where I wanted to be. There was something about it that once you come over the bridge onto the island, it brings you back. And every time I left the island, I tried anything that I could to get back up here and make it work.
Chris Garcia lived here on Amelia Island for a bit, moved back to Miami, but kept looking for a reason to head back north. Not too long after, Marisol came into the picture.
He brought me up here on vacation, and after dinner, I said, I'm going to go get a cafecito. And I walked up and down a strip mall, and I came right back up in arms. I said, there's no cafecito. He's like, no, where do you think you are?
She sure wasn't in Little Havana, that's for sure, but he showed her around and told her he wanted to move here.
I said, I'm not doing it without a piece of Miami. We gotta do this. If we come up, it's to do this, his vision.
This is Hola Cuban Cafe, located right in the heart of historic Fernandina Beach. Small spot indeed, maybe 11, 12 seats, but it's become Grand Central Station downtown Fernandina. At any given time, locals and tourists are here sharing in this absolutely quintessential slice of Miami.
It's a big change for Miami. People tell me how, you know, how do you do it? But it's a quality of life question.
You won't find an extensive menu here. You will find Cuban coffee that rivals anything in South Florida. You'll find pastries, all handmade by Marisol herself. No, she wasn't a baker, but once they decided they were going to go for it and open this shop, she taught herself how. With a little help from the streets of Miami, of course.
We're not reinventing the wheel.
Right.
So what we did was literally go to our favorite bakeries. You know, every Cuban family has a bakery.
El Brazo Fuerte.
That's, in my opinion, some of the best pastelitos in Miami.
Vicky's
Bakery, Chantilly. We went to all those. And we would, even La Gasolinera on 87th and Bird, that now has pastelitos and everything. We went and talked to him, too, to see how he was doing. Because at that point, we didn't know how large or how small or what things were going to entail. So we were talking to everybody.
That gasolinera she's referring to is a gas station actually about a quarter mile from my high school. Yeah, I met this fantastic couple when I visited their shop last year for the first time, but their Miami is my Miami. Neighborhoods, spots to eat, all of it. Walking in here for me is as comfortable as any day I make it all the way back home. This is real deal Cuban food, as authentic as any you will find. Welcome back to Eat It and Like It's Look at Everything You Didn't Know About Bluffton, South Carolina. A hotbed, really, of beauty, charm, and great food. Now that you've got a great cup of coffee flowing through those veins, we thought we'd introduce you to the lady many credit with being the first to set up shop here in Old Town Bluffton. Now she's arguably its epicenter. The Cottage on Calhoun Street has become the place everyone refers you to when you're looking to dine amongst all of these galleries and artists. Just ask any local.
People like the idea that they know you're gonna be here. So this Carson Cottage is like a landmark for Bluffton. The Cottage has become a landmark. You know, where do we go for great breakfast? Cottage. Where do we go for great lunch? Cottage.
Landmark indeed. The Cottage was built by a former Confederate soldier in 1868. Now it's the center of town with a tremendous reputation for great food.
And it has a little bit of a bent, of the Southern flair. I love doing Cajun and I love doing Creole, so you'll see a lot of that on the menu.
That's not at all inaccurate. Spend some time in the kitchen and you can see and smell those Cajun influences. Don't let that fool you though. These dishes like crab cakes or smothered shrimp are wonderful, but this isn't a Cajun restaurant. It's just diverse.
Would like to do more with the meat. You know, with steak and lamb and duck, there just doesn't seem to be much of a call for it. This area seems to be really focused on the seafood and healthy living.
Of course, you will find lighter fare items on the menu, but there are some beauties in here as well, like this Monte Cristo sandwich, perfectly sweet with that powdered sugar. And how about this showstopper right here? Shrimp and grits, of course, with a saute of shrimp, bacon, onions, and mushrooms on top. The day I popped in to try this dish, it was the only thing I ate that day. Incredibly fresh and wonderfully tasty.
It's just very fresh. The portions are probably a little too large, but what's nice about that is they get to take it home for their next meal.
And they do. The customer base is solid locals here at the Cottage. Of course, you get some tourists who float by and stop in for a bite to eat, but the bread and butter at the Cottage is the local educated consumer who knows what they want. And just like most other places in Bluffton, demands a better product.
I think that a lot of people coming from the north and coming from the Midwest, they have a certain quality control that's built into them. And I think that they're not very forgiving sometimes.
And she's okay with that. Why should anyone get less than her best?
the demand for great food is just something that I think we're born the right to have, you know, because there are so many restaurants that suffer from quality. And absolutely, in the economy, cost is always a factor. So they want a bang for their buck, and they want to be able to eat and feel satisfied and feel that they had a good experience and a good meal all the way around.
You'll find it here in Old Town Bluffton at The Cottage. We hope you enjoyed our visit to the Lowcountry of South Carolina today. We know you've been to Hilton Head Island. We know those of you on the island have visited Savannah. But next time, take your time and pull over in Bluffton. Breakfast, lunch, or well-prepared dinner and late night. There's plenty here to eat and like.
But the people that have lived here a long time. I think they like the laid-back quality of the area, the charm of the trees and of the art. There's a tremendous art culture here.
If you wake up at 8 o'clock every day and you look at the May River is always going to be a different level. This town changes every single day. It never looks the same when you wake up, when you go to bed. It's a God-given place. It's beauty.
Eat it and like it. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.